Overseas now, and the Pope has been forced to apologise after he was filmed slapping a woman's hand away when he was meeting pilgrims at the Vatican on New Year's Eve. He's admitted he lost his patience. It's not the first time he's been seen pulling his hands away from the faithful, but one Catholic historian thinks his actions show he's only human. Isabel Rowe has the story.
People travel from all over the world to touch the hand of the Pope. But as he greeted eager crowds at the Vatican's nativity scene on New Year's Eve, Pope Francis lost his cool. News cameras show a woman reaching for Pope Francis as he turned away, grabbing his hand in an attempt to have him speak to her. But he smacked her hand and walked off, leaving the woman visibly upset. It was a lapse of judgment, according to the Pope, who later apologised.
L'amore ci fa paziente. Tante volte perdiamo la pazienza.
Love makes us patient. So many times we lose patience, even me, and I apologise for yesterday's bad example.
In some fortuitous timing, the day after the incident in St Peter's Square, the Pope's New Year's Day address denounced violence against women.
Le donne sono fonti di vita.
Women are sources of life, yet they are continually offended, beaten, raped, induced to prostitute themselves and to suppress the life they carry in their womb. All violence inflicted on women is a desecration of God.
Catholic academic and historian Paul Collins thinks the Pope's supporters won't be put off by the hand-smacking incident.
Well, in some ways, my reaction is kind of positive, because it proves he's a human being. It proves that he's got faults. It proves that he's not like some previous popes who thought they were either God or very close to God. So what I like about him is, of course, it shows him to be very human. It also shows that he probably has a fairly short temper.
Do you think that it tarnishes his image at all?
I think for normal human beings who understand their own impatience, I think it will just prove that he is a human being, he's one of us. I think, though, for those Catholics who oppose him, and there are many, many people within the Church, both in the Vatican and also in places like the United States, they will use it as a way of attacking him again. They'll say, he's just not perfect. He's just not up to it. He really shouldn't be Pope.
Paul Collins thinks those who dislike the current Pope will always find a reason to admonish him.
They are wedded to the papacy of Benedict XVI. They think that Benedict XVI is still the legitimate Pope, and there's something illegitimate about Pope Francis, which of course is absolute nonsense. I think the second thing that they get angry about is his stance on gender issues, on the fact that he's allowed divorced remarried Catholics to go to communion, on his stance on gay issues.
Pope Francis has brushed away pilgrims before, in Italy in March, as throngs of people lined up for the centuries-old Catholic tradition of kissing the papal ring. The Pope was filmed pulling his hand away from people. A spokesman for the Church later said it was to prevent the spread of germs.
Isabel Rowe reporting.